You're listening to Fan of a Fan, an independently produced podcast for stans by stans. I'm Augie.
And I'm Kayla.
Hey everyone, we're back. This week
we have a
shorter episode for you guys because Kay has a super busy schedule. I will be traveling for work in a couple days, but we wanted to make sure we got y'all something. So, Kay, what do we have for them this week?
So this week we're going to give you guys like some of our favorite music to listen to in the fall. Mm-hmm. So yeah, open up your Apple Music, Spotify, or Tidal because you need to listen to every song that we tell you about.
Every single one. Beyonce said so. She said that, so,
yes.
You know, listen to her. Kay, I want you to go first because I think you have the superior taste, and I'm always excited to hear your recommendations. Mm-hmm. But yeah, so what have you been listening to?
So, the first on my list, I have JoJo's Mad Love, the song from the album. Mm-hmm. It is my favorite from the album because I love a good ballad, and she's singing down, like, she sounds great on it. The lyrics are really, like, the song is written really well. You should listen to the whole album, but if you really like ballads and you like to hear a vocalist sing, like really sing, listen to Mad Love because that is definitely one of my favorites. And I've listened to that on repeat for a while because that song came out a few weeks before the album actually dropped. Mm-hmm. So yeah, that one is a good one. And okay, so Kevin Hart released a mixtape.
Oh my God.
To like to promote his movie that's out. And I'm sure people skipped over it because they like weren't quite sure what that was and they thought maybe he was joking around, it's like a comedy thing, but it's really just him like hosting a mixtape and he has like actual artists singing and songs or whatever. Okay. So there's one song called Sunday Morning by Nick Jonas and it's really good. I really, really like it. So go listen to that mixtape because it is actually really good. I think it's on all of the streaming services. I think he only raps on one song with Trey Songz and I think his name is like Chocolate Dropper.
Because I saw you posted like a list of songs on the Fan of a Fan Twitter account that people should listen to, and I saw that was like the first song on there, and I honestly like hadn't paid attention to anything Kevin Hart was doing, just like music wise. I just had no idea. So I saw he had a song credit with Nick Jonas, but so he's not actually rapping or singing on that
song. It's just maybe like a soundtrack for his movie, or it's just promo for his movie. He's been doing a lot of crazy stuff. He was on the actual BET Hip Hop Awards doing a cypher, but it was like super stupid, of course. But you know, the album is really good though. You should go listen to it. There's a lot of different artists on there, but the song Sunday Morning with Nick Jonas is really good. It's a feel good song, you know, it feels like fall.
That's so nice. I just want people to get that out of this because I just feel like fall music, whether it sounds like fall or it was released in fall or whatever, is so underrated, especially compared to like songs released in the summer or Christmas music. Just I feel like people really sleep on fall sounds, or you know, and so
it's slower, you know, it's not as, you know, but I mean, I really need that chill sound.
Yeah, and like when the weather's changing and it's getting cooler, I need songs like that that really put me in that mood. So, of course, as far as new releases go, I mean, Solange's album has really just hit the spot. It sounds like fall to me.
Yes.
Slower. Sometimes it's a little bit haunting.
Yeah.
A little, you know, it's so Solange's album to me is a fall release.
If you like R&B and soul, fall is the perfect time.
It just puts you in the mood. Like when you think about a crisp fall day, I just think about like R&B, you know, just getting me in that mood. I just think of even more than pumpkin spice lattes.
Right.
It's the music that really sets the tone for me.
Right.
So I made this fall playlist that on Apple Music that has like 95 songs on it. And it actually is a mix of fall songs that I really like that remind me of fall. either in the way they sound or maybe I have like a memory associated with it that happened in the fall. Yeah. So I threw those in there. One of my favorite fall songs, and say what you will about Taylor Swift, but she always releases her albums in the fall. And her song All Too Well, mm-hmm. it screams fall. Like, I just feel like I should listen to it while I have a giant scarf wrapped around my head. I don't know if you saw that. There's this meme of Lenny Kravitz walking down the street with this gigantic scarf. Yes. I feel like I need to get that scarf, wrap it around me, walk down the street with my, you know, coffee cup. It's so emotional. It's a great, great song. She even has a lyric about autumn leaves falling. It's beyond perfect for fall. So I have everything from Taylor Swift to Chloe and Halle, who, you know, fitting, they released a song called Fall. That's their current new single. You know, mm-hmm. very slow. Their tones are so deep, and it is kind of haunting when you listen to it. And maybe it's the Halloween aspect that mm-hmm. just really makes me like haunting songs during the fall time. But it has Ariana Grande, Chance the Rapper, Beyonce. Like, it's this, I'm really proud of this playlist.
It is a good playlist,
and I'm definitely gonna post it onto the Twitter account. I will stand down for fall music because I feel like it doesn't get enough love at all.
So do you have any other specific songs besides the Taylor Swift song that you want them to listen to?
One new one. I don't know if you have heard of the artist Berhana. He's an Atlanta artist. He's Ethiopian. And he mm-hmm. released a song called Janet. Mm-hmm. And his vocals are just so beautiful in this song. They're nice and smooth. And the beat is more of a slower tempo. And I just feel like the mixture of his vocals with this really nice, just, it's kind of just like a snare and a bass. It's very basic, but it's perfect. And I think that's another thing with fall sounds. It doesn't have to be, you know, I feel like with summer, it's like really fast moving songs or a lot of electronic sounds lately. But with fall, it can just be a basic sound and smooth vocals, and that's all I need for fall. And he's a great, great artist. Y'all should definitely listen to his EP that came out like I think a month or two ago. So Janet by Berhana is a really, really good one. I have All That by Carly Rae Jepsen. It's a very smooth, take you back to like the 80s, 70s or 80s.
Queen of Pop.
Queen of Pop, yes. there's some Toni Braxton, Let It Flow.
Oh,
that one's a good
one.
Y'all need to recognize she is the queen. I feel like she's way underrated.
Her voice is literally fall in a nutshell.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Now that I think about it.
Truly, truly is. Like, there's no... And I mean, I don't know. You can't talk about Toni Braxton without talking about, like, Anita Baker.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
And so there's just all these artists who do kind of embody that or personify that fall sound.
Let me tell y'all what they sound like. With all my heart.
Yes. Same. Baby.
I love Anita Baker and Toni Braxton.
But yeah, other than that, I mentioned Berhana, but I actually have a few Ethiopian artists who like dabble in R&B on here. Like everyone mm-hmm. from The Weeknd and Kalela, who you guys know. I have her collaboration with Solange on there. Scales, of course. I also have Melat. She's a really, really great artist. And Mizan. So these are all, like, I feel like a lot of Ethiopian music, like traditional Ethiopian music, is very mm-hmm. emo. And it sounds kind of, you know, there's some faster tempo, exciting stuff. But uh-huh. the slower songs are very, like, you can feel the emotion with every song. And so a lot of the Ethiopian artists on my playlist, they're American-born and sang R&B, but you can hear the influence of the traditional Ethiopian music in their sound. So definitely check those out. And other than that, there's like 80 other songs on there that I really want to hear. You know, there's some Hamilton on here from the Hamilton soundtrack. So y'all should listen to it.
I have a few more.
I want to hear it.
So I put on my list, I have literally anything by The Weeknd.
Mm-hmm.
When he released mixtapes before he sold his soul to the devil.
Yeah.
AKA Pop Radio.
True.
I do like Starboy. And
Starboy,
I feel like this
great.
I think this era might be kind of going back to his old sound, maybe. I didn't like his most recent album, though. I felt like it was
like
really popish. But go back and listen to, like, The Weeknd's music from his mixtape days.
I actually have his cover of Dirty Diana by Michael Jackson on my playlist. Oh, yeah. That one is definitely very, a good one. Yeah, that one's a very good fall song.
So, yeah, anything by The Weeknd. That's why he calls himself the king of the fall. He puts out music for fall. Any Adele album, but, like, 21 especially, go listen to 21 and just, like, sulk and be in your feelings. Recent releases, there's this artist named Timothy Bloom. He put out a song in about 2011 with the girl, I want to say her name is V Brown. She was on Empire for a little while. She's the one with a really short haircut.
Okay.
The song that he released most recently is called Steel, and it features someone named Talay Riley. And if you like R&B and soul, you'd like him. And his EP that he put out, I think I want to say he put it out this past week. It's like 50s sounding, so you might not like the whole thing, but definitely listen to Still. It sounds closest to what you kind of call modern R&B, I guess. One more would probably be, it's a song called Focus by this girl named Her. Her is actually an acronym. I'm not sure what it stands for completely, and I don't even know what she looks like. I looked on her Instagram, Twitter, everything, couldn't really find a picture of her, so maybe she's like anonymous or whatever. But it's called Focus, and I really like her voice. It's really like light and airy. So yeah, go listen to those few songs and let us know what you think.
Yeah. And if there's anything we didn't mention that you guys think sounds like fall that you think we should be listening to, like, put us on, tweet us, let us know.
Yeah, because I'm always listening to music, new music and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
My friend just told me the other day, she's like, I never see you without your headphones on.
I believe
and it's
it.
Real big.
I want
right
someone
now.
To create like a Spotify, like Cade's listening to currently on Spotify. Like one of those Twitter accounts where they're like stalking. I don't know how people do that, but the Spotify activity.
Yeah. One more. Just this is just an artist in general. Listen to all of her music, but Erin Allen Kane. If you want a specific song to listen to, go listen to the piano song. I tweeted this out, but if you like Leon LaHavis, listen to Erin Allen Kane. She's really good. She has a really like soulful thing going on. So yeah, just go.
Oh, well, I
check
completely
out those
forgot
songs.
To mention Leon LaHavis as well.
Oh yeah,
yeah, definitely. Any of her, you know, she actually released a version of her last album, basically her solo. So it's just her and her guitar, pretty much like acoustic, her whole album, her last album that is just beautiful. I got to see that live a few months ago, and it was just beyond perfect. So definitely listen to anything by her if you want some fall vibes.
Oh wait, I keep thinking of stuff. This could go on for so long, but no. The perfect fall song. I could listen to this song forever and ever and ever, okay? Jill Scott, He Loves Me.
Oh my God.
I could listen to that song like in any season really because it's such a perfect song, but like that just feels like fall for me. That definitely feels like fall for me.
Jill Scott.
Me too. But yeah, so those are a few of our music recommendations. Things you should be listening to for the fall. And I'm sure there will be more releases that'll be out that you guys can check out. And we'll tweet about it, of course, because like my friend says, I'm always listening to music. So, and if you have any recommendations, doesn't matter the genre for me, I'll listen to it.
Same, yeah.
So, well, honestly, like Screamo in like some country I won't listen to.
Yeah.
So, but still tell me. I'll go listen to it.
Yeah, just tell us. We'll give anything a try.
I'll try it. But yeah, so let's get on to our flops and faves of the week. If this is your first time listening, that is our favorite thing of the week and our least favorite thing of the week. Do you want to start it off with your fave?
Yes, I definitely do. Okay, so my fave of the week goes to regular schmegular black girls being featured on TV.
Yes.
Because, so, you know, and this is specifically a shout out to the shows Atlanta and Insecure. Because I think there's a really just great thing going on with TV recently. Because we've had a few years of awesome black TV. But we see people like, you know, Viola Davis in How to Get Away with Murder or Kerry Washington in Scandal. And it's amazing. It's, you know, or even Cookie on Empire, you know, or Taraji P. Henson on Empire. But there's just something about seeing a black girl on TV that you can truly relate to, you know? And I think, you know, we had like Living Single and Girlfriends, but that was like, that was a a decade, almost over a decade ago. So
can we sing the Living single?
We are living
hey, single. Ooh, in the
90s kind of world. But yeah, so see, it was a 90s kind of world. I was not in my 20s in the 90s. Exactly. You know, being in your 20s in 2016 is completely different. And I want to be able to see that. I want to see myself truly, like, reflected. So, you know, in Atlanta, you have the character Vanessa, who's played by Zazie Beetz, who has the most fabulous hair, by the way. But also, yes, she's playing this really great character. And it's only been a few episodes, but just being able to, like, see her in her bonnet in bed or hang out with her friend and hotbox in a car, you know, while, like, Jeremiah is playing, you know, stuff like that is just, it feels relatable. It feels accessible to me. And then Issa Rae's new show, Insecure, takes it to a whole new level because the entire show is focused on, you know, Black girls like us. And so, you know, it just, it feels really great to see that. And I feel like this is the first time I can truly say I see myself at this point in time represented. And it's great. And I mean, Black-ish is doing really great with that. Queen Sugar is doing really great with just showing us, you know, normal Black folks just living their lives. And there's nothing wrong with shows like Luke Cage, but it's just sometimes it's great to just bring us down to earth and, you know, have people understand that we do have normal daily lives. So it just, shout out to those shows. So my faves of the week go to both Atlanta and Insecure for truly representing us. And it just really puts a nice bow on top of this fall when you pair it with Solange's release and just, like, really saying, like, this shit is for us. Like, it really means a lot. So, yeah, definitely. And, oh, side note, if you watch Insecure and you also love and listen to podcasts, Crystal from The Read and Fran from the Friend Zone podcasts, they have joined forces to do an Insecure recap show. And so I listened to the first episode. It's so, so great because they mix recapping the show and also talking about just them relating to the show in one way or another, like, into it. And so it's a nice way to, you know, balance it out and make it entertaining. So if you want to listen to a podcast about the show, go to Insecure Tea, but the T is spelled T-E-A. Or go to Crystal or Fran's social media accounts and you can find it there. But, yeah, so that's my fave of the week. My flop of the week is my immune system because I don't know if y'all can tell, but I'm a little stuffy and congested. And this is an indirect flop to me personally as a human being because maybe I haven't been taking care of myself. But yeah, I hate being sick. It sucks. I'm going to have to travel soon and I don't want to be sneezing on everyone in the plane. But I'm just hoping after this I can go home and sleep until Monday when I have to hop on a flight. So pray for me, y'all.
Well, I hope you get better.
Thank you, thank you. All right, so what were your faves and pops? I promise I have not taken my medicine yet. I just can't speak.
My fave this week is Insecure. It's really hilarious. Like, I watched Awkward Black Girl. My friend, we were talking today, actually, and she's like, I remember when you used to watch that on YouTube, this girl on YouTube, and I never really got around to watching it, but I remember you used to be dying laughing at it. And she was like, she watched Insecure last week when it came on, the first episode, and she was like, it's so funny. Now I get why you were laughing. She's so funny, you know, talking about Issa Rae. She's like, she's so funny. I'm so, now I understand why you were always dying laughing at it. But yeah, I've loved her since Awkward Black Girl, Issa Rae. And I'm so, like, happy for her that she got this HBO spot. And I'm happy that people that didn't watch Awkward Black Girl are, like, paying attention to it and stuff like that, you know? Because at first I thought, you know, maybe my friends wouldn't even go look at it because they don't really, like, know her humor or anything like that. But I don't know, like, Insecure is definitely my fave this week, and I can't wait until today's Saturday, so tomorrow, to watch the second episode, because honestly, I was dying laughing. Like, one of the lines where the guy was like, I made a playlist with, like, some Drake on it, and he was like, because girls that went to college love Drake or whatever. Yeah. And she's like, yeah, he just gets us. And that's just hilarious. Yeah. Or, like, if you've seen the episode, the club scene where the guy is talking to Molly, Issa's best friend in the show, and she tries to introduce herself. She puts her hand out to shake his hand, and he, like, completely ignores her. So she, like, does the robot to play it off. Like, that is the funniest thing ever. So definitely, if you, like, you got double cosigns this episode from us, go watch Insecure if you haven't. It's really hilarious.
Wait,
you can
so
catch
can
it
we,
online.
Can we end this episode the way Issa ended the first episode of Insecure with one of my favorite TV show theme songs?
Yes. But yeah, so yeah, I definitely loved it. It's going to be super funny. I love how Molly, like, has everything together except dating.
Mm-hmm.
And that kind of goes into my flop of the week. My flop of the week is dating in a small city.
Woo.
Y'all, whoo, this is, oh man, terrible. It's like you either see your ex everywhere or you see the guy, like the guy you think is cute or you may be talking to him. He's already dated like two people you know. It's like, y'all, it's a nightmare. If you live in a small city, you know. But if you don't, like, you might not get it as much. You're lucky because, man, whew,
I remember
the things that I've gone through recently. That's why, like, this week has just been a flop, y'all. Like, it's just been so much shit. Like, okay, I was out somewhere and I was, like, hanging with this guy. And his ex was in the same place we were in, and it was like a social thing with everybody, and it was just so awkward. So we were texting each other while we were sitting like 5 feet away from each other, and he's like, why are you being so shy? I'm like, your ex is literally right across the room. Please.
Look,
please,
I just don't miss that at all. But I mean, the DC dating scene is weird simply because it's like you can't find anyone. You almost can't find anyone who isn't either in politics or journalism or the government,
yeah,
or like something. And, you know, it just sometimes it gets annoying. But I don't know. I it's definitely a different kind of struggle. Like the small
town
dating struggle.
You know what city I live in. You know what city I live in. And
I remember,
it's hella country.
I remember being, yeah, Lafayette, I can't imagine, because I feel like even in Baton Rouge, Baton Rouge was pretty bad, but I'm sure Lafayette.
Dating in New Orleans isn't bad, but like when I'm out in school and stuff like that, it's kind of hard to date somebody that's from the city, you know what I mean? Because
mm-hmm.
you don't see each other all the time. I go home maybe like every 3 weeks or so. So it's like, you know, you see people sometimes or whatever, but it's like it never goes anywhere because you have to go back to Lafayette.
Right.
So, oh my God, dating is a nightmare. I'm just going to be alone forever and go listen to my fall playlist.
No, okay, we're gonna get you set up for cuffing season. Like, you'll be fine, but definitely listen to that playlist until you. We're going to have actually, the next playlist I'm going to make will be a cuffing season playlist just for
Gotta
you.
Gotta do it. I appreciate it. All but right. Yeah.
Cool.
Thank you for listening, guys.
Yeah, thanks for listening, y'all.
This was fun. I hope y'all enjoy our little mini episode.
Yeah. Thank you for rolling with us and being there. Shout out to DJ Magic, the amazing
shout out to her
DJ who produces all the music you hear at the beginning and end of every episode. Follow her at your girl DJ Magic on both SoundCloud and Twitter. Check out all her awesome mixes and show her some love. And then where are we on social media, Kay? Like, what
you can you can find us on Twitter and Tumblr at The Fan Podcast. And you can follow us, our personal Twitters. Our names will be in the description box. So yeah, hit us up. We like when people talk to us.
We love it.
So yeah, just talk to us. Let us know what you're thinking.
We're lonely.
Fandom-wise and stuff. And rate us on iTunes, man.
Yes, please give us some ratings. We would really appreciate it if y'all rated us. Yes. But only if it's a good one, because otherwise.
We some 5-star chicks. Yeah. We told y'all that already.
Yep. Thanks,
y'all. So,
yeah,
thanks for listening.